This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a way to find out if your Facebook data was leaked. You go to haveibeenpwned.com, and I have been hacked 10 times.
I'm 11.
Jamie.
I got hacked off of Evite.
Yeah, so did I.
That really irritates me.
What is an Evite?
You're kidding.
That's the invite they send you through the mail or through the
yes, through
your
the mail.
Email.
They give you a stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The email.
Yeah, and for parties.
Yeah. It's for like events, yeah.
Yeah.
BJ.
That's the biggest question. I'm not worried about the other 10 hacks on there. I wonder what I was invited to. That just drives me nuts.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. It's a Monday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How was your weekend?
It was busy.
Busy.
It was real busy.
I know the feeling, buddy. Yeah, buddy. What did you do? Anything crazy?
Well, Saturday I had to solo dad all day.
Okay,
all right. Because the wife didn't get home till later that night.
That's kind of fun, though.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a blast.
You and the kiddo?
Yeah, we went to the gym. We went to the park. We went shopping. We did all the things. And then Saturday night, like right back from the airport, we went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, Chuck E.
Saw that little rat.
Yeah, that rat is awesome. Do they still have the mascot? Do they still have the rat that walks around the place?
Yeah, but it's so cheesy. Like the
cheesy, I get it. Chuck E. Cheesy.
Yeah. And I will say, I miss the animatronic band. As creepy as it was, I did.
Yeah, when you say happy, we say happy, happy.
Now
I get it.
Now they just got a digital screen that sings. It's kind of weird.
That's the times, man. We go electronic. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
You're back from paintball.
I am.
How'd they go?
We took fifth place, so
fifth
a
place.
Lot better
okay.
than the rest of the year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Five out of the five teams that were there. That's 20, good.
24.
Oh, 24.
Yeah, 24.
I'm sorry, buddy. How much money did you win getting fifth place?
$0. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I spent like $800.
Oh, man.
Hey, you got a paintball weekend in Chicago,
it was
right?
Fun. It was really fun. Yeah.
As long as you're having fun.
I got to guess with Team Philippines afterwards. I played some 10-man, so it was a good time.
All right. Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Where's Jamie? I don't know.
Where the hell's Jamie? This is her last week with her son.
Loading the U-Haul up.
I feel for her because it's tough. It's tough when somebody's going away to college, you know? I've had it happen to me, so I get it. But it's really tough.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program, too. Man, oh, man. You're not going to believe how my Monday has started, though. I have made the worst mess in the kitchen area here at work that you'll ever see in your life.
Wait,
what did you do?
You know, I come in every day and I make coffee for myself, and I do it strong, too. I do where you hit that little button and you grind up like four different, grindings.
Get a big mix in there.
Like motor oil.
Oh, it's great. It's great, man. You get a big, big one. And yeah, that coffee comes out really nice and thick and strong and gets me going in the morning. Well, this morning I went into the kitchen area to make my coffee like I always do. And I hit the button as I leave there to fill up the pot, right?
Yeah.
I forget to put the pot under there.
Oh, what?
I've never done that. Never done that
How
before
How did
in
I
my
not
life.
Notice that?
It's everywhere.
Was it on like the floor and
A
stuff?
A full pot of coffee is everywhere.
Oh, no.
It is disaster in there. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. I don't have a mop. I don't have anything.
It's that bad? We need a mop?
I don't know what
well,
we need.
Well, it's an entire pot of coffee,
yeah,
man.
We need to call a cleaning service, actually. Oh. It's bad.
All right. Well, that lady shows up at 7 in the morning, usually.
You know what? They're going to know I did it, too, because nobody else is here.
Yeah, that is true. And you're the only person that drinks coffee.
I'm the only one that drinks around here, the coffee. And they're going to know it's me. So it's not like I can just leave it and run.
I'll go look at it.
It's terrible, Spadell. Spadell, it's awful.
I'll take care of it.
I mean, this is like an oil spill in the Pacific Ocean. Oh, it's bad.
It's a hazmat situation. I'll see if I can find a mom.
I can't believe that I hit the button and didn't put the pot under there. I've never done that. I've been here 20 years.
That's wild.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Monday morning, man.
Yeah, you're tired.
Forget stuff.
I walked down there with my little thermos, you know, to get my coffee just about 10 minutes ago, 15, 20 minutes ago. And I noticed there's not a pot of coffee. And I'm like, whoa, where's my coffee? Somebody stole the coffee. They took the container and everything, a pot. And I walk over to the area, and it's everywhere. It's a mess. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to
survive
this.
It's probably in the walls.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to survive this one. They may fire me over this one. All right. I got a text here. Jamie's downstairs. No card. Can't get into the building.
I'll go get her.
All right, Spadell, you run get her. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back in just a few. But, yeah, she's texted three times. No card, no card, no card.
Mayday, mayday.
Somebody come get me. She can't get into the building. Lost her card. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, as always, very dysfunctional and underway on a Monday morning. So we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Palace 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie. How are you? You got in the building, I see. Yeah. Barely.
I mean, I thought my day was bad. Yours is worse.
No kidding. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I was sitting in my car listening.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
This show is a train wreck.
We are.
I know.
I can't do anything right. My wife tells me that religiously.
I know. Well, if it makes you feel better, I had a hair appointment with Lori Parody. Purdy. I don't know. I love her. She got me in today, which they usually don't work on Mondays.
Yeah.
But she's nice enough to have me go to her house.
Oh,
she's
nice of her.
Right?
Yeah.
But I can't go now.
Why can't you go?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I lost my purse with all my credit cards and my driver's license in it.
Your purse?
Uh-huh.
The purse is gone?
Well, the FUI. That fake FUI?
You don't think it was stolen?
I don't know.
Was it in your car?
But I can't get a U-Haul without my driver's license.
No, you can't.
No, so
you can't go anywhere.
I can't go anywhere. Can't pay for my hair.
No, you've got that trip to California this week.
I know.
You're in a bad situation.
We leave Wednesday morning.
All right, Texadata, who's in the worst situation? BJ, because I spilled coffee all over the kitchen. Or Jamie White,
who
has a trip planned this week. What do you think? Well, you don't know.
I looked for it all morning this morning everywhere, and it's just...
Oh. Yeah, but you and I are so disheveled at times that usually it turns up.
But
you
here's
know,
the weird thing that I said to myself.
What?
This is weird. What? So it's in a FUI. I call it a FUI because it's a fake Louis Vuitton. And I looked at it in the passenger side. And my best friend's red. Okay, anyway. I looked at it in the passenger side and I thought, okay, your driver's license in there and all your credit cards. You cannot let that thing get stolen. And I put it in the universe.
You literally said that?
I said it.
It's not stolen.
It's not.
No.
I mean, it's just a big Louis Vuitton bag.
It's a big bag.
If you keep saying that, then we're still putting it in the universe.
Well, it's not stolen.
It's somewhere not,
it's
in your
somewhere,
house.
Right?
It's somewhere.
Exactly.
It's going to pop up.
Come on. Right?
I hope.
I hope. I don't know.
So you can't pay for your hair to be dead.
No. And I can't get a U-Haul.
So you've got
And I can't get on that airplane. I can't do anything.
Did you check the Jeep?
Yep, I did this morning. Checked everywhere.
Oh, man.
It sucks.
It does. Yep. Yeah.
So yesterday, and losing your keys, losing your wallet, all that stuff, it's such a stressful thing. Yesterday, my wife, she couldn't find her car keys, right? And I'd seen them. I saw him sitting by the dog food in the garage.
It's weird where you set him down.
But I don't move her stuff. I know better, okay? Because if I move it and I forget, then I'm the culprit, right? So I got the dog food, took it into the house, fed the dogs, didn't think anything about it. I thought, okay, that's cool. Plus her sunglasses, her Ray-Bans were there, too.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, okay, because she was in the garage clearing out some stuff, whatever. And so yesterday she went to go somewhere and she couldn't find her keys. And she's looking for like 10 minutes.
You didn't say I know where they are?
I didn't remember. And then out of the blue, I'm sitting there watching a football game, right?
Oh, my God.
And she's looking everywhere, making me turn down the TV because it's got a beeper on it. But you can't hear it because it's in the garage. So she's beeping her thing. Oh, my God, I can't find my God. They're running late to a birthday party or something. And finally, it hit me. I said, you know, I think I saw him by the dog food.
And you got in trouble.
She goes, this is no time to be joking. And I said, no, I'm serious. I think I saw him by the dog food in the garage. She goes out, and sure enough, there's the keys.
I would have been so mad at you for not remembering were there for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then get this. She comes back in, and she goes out to leave. And then she comes back in the house again. She goes, have you seen my sunglasses?
Oh.
I said, I think they're by the dog food.
Yeah, and there they were. I left my keys in a boot once.
Oh.
I took off my boots, and I don't know what I was thinking. I was on the stairs, and I put them right into the boots. Like, and then I had to get everything rekeyed, and then one day I put those boots back on. Oh.
Now, do you normally have a set place?
Yes,
for the keys.
I do too. Yeah.
I do too. If I don't put them there, I'm lost.
Yeah. I think everyone does.
Yeah,
you gotta have a place for the keys.
I do. Yep. I wish I had a place for the credit cards and my driver's license.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
All right, we're not talking about it. Okay, let's move on. How about those Broncos?
Oh my God.
Yeah, go Broncos,
man. I said something this morning to Spadil. It obviously irritates him, right, Carson?
Oh yeah, he got all riled up.
That coach we have.
Uh-huh.
He's got to pull that quarterback when that quarterback is sucking.
Yeah.
You got to pull him. You got to put in your other guy, okay?
Yeah. Take out Bozo and get the other guy.
Yeah. Give us a chance to win. And Spadil goes, oh, it'll ruin his confidence.
It will, man. He gets paid millions of dollars.
He has one job.
Well, they need to develop him, though, and let him, like, get better at his job.
He needs to suck it up.
No, he doesn't need to be developed while we're playing a real game.
Yeah.
He can develop in the practice field.
Jamie White, you need the speed of the game.
Oh, shut up. We're angry. We're 0-2.
By the way, he saw the speed of the game when he played college.
Yes.
You know? And he sees it when they run drills at practice. Oh, my God. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We need to lose until he gets better.
When you keep losing to the other team, I mean, there's something wrong.
That's not a speed game. That's just stupid.
Zach Wilson throws to the other team all the time, too. He did it when he played for the Jets.
Listen, Spadil, you're making a stupid argument
here. Yeah, you
kind of are. Even our quarterback admits it.
Drop back, threw it to the other team.
I drop back and I throw it to the other team. You got to get that guy off the field.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we lose yesterday.
I called him Bozo. What did you call him in the text?
What did I call him?
Don't know.
Bo don't know. I don't know.
I think you said that. Bo don't know.
I was so frustrated. I mean, he sucked. He sucked.
Bo blows.
Oh, yeah. Bo blows.
Bo blows.
Yeah, that's better. Bo blows. I like Bo blows and Bozo.
All right. Well, we're developing somebody, so just suck it up.
Millions of dollars.
We'll go 0-16 to a.
Is
or
that what we're doing with you,
whatever.
Schmidl? We're just developing you?
I guess so, yeah. Me and Bo.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a losing proposition.
You're right.
With you. Unbelievable. But CU won.
Yep,
they beat CSU.
Yeah. That was a lot there. I mean, that Shalom, he was mouthing off, and it was the whole thing. What happened to be like good sportsmanship and all that stuff?
I don't know.
No, it got ugly.
It is, right?
It's out the window.
Oh, my God.
I guess those are trash talkers.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Yep. I don't know. It's crazy.
All right. Tough weekend if you're a CSU fan and a Bronco fan. Because our quarterback loves to throw it to the other team. Yes, they won.
Did they show Taylor?
Yes, they showed Taylor.
A lot?
Yeah.
Did she look cute?
She did one of these when Travis came out. Yeah. And this is all over the internet this morning.
Yeah.
She did one of those where she fanned herself.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah. My God. There he is.
No, she did not.
She did.
No,
she when they
didn't.
Introduced him and he ran out of the field, she was like,
no, she didn't.
My boyfriend's so hot.
And then Donald Trump put out a text saying, I hate Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, he did?
Yeah, he did.
That was probably not his best move. Why would he do that? Why would he put, I hate her? Oh, my God.
It's a bold statement.
What the hell is going on?
I think it's crazy. What a world we live
in. Right?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I hate to do this, but I gotta tell you guys, do y'all have one of those friends that just does not want to Google and instead ask you 8 million questions yeah. on a text? So here's how it went. We have a group of seven. So Michelle writes in the text, so who are the Buffs? Are they CU or CSU?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
She lives here and she doesn't know?
Yeah. Then she says, what time is the Steelers-Broncos game? In the group text. Here's me. Oh my God, just Google it. Just Google it. Then finally, last thing. So are the Steelers playing in Colorado or is Colorado playing at the Steelers?
Oh.
Here's me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's like our neighborhood Facebook page.
Is it?
Everyone's like, what time does Discount Tire close?
Yeah, I know. It's like, just Google it.
Yeah.
So then I said, oh, it looks like somebody tried to kill the president, ex-president again, the former president again. And then she writes, I'm not even kidding you guys. I can't find it anywhere on television.
Oh.
I'm like, have you looked at CNN or Fox?
Any major news outlet on?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening? I don't know if we're all just getting old and senile. I don't know what's happening.
That's completely unplugged there. Especially now, look, of all those questions, are the president thing, yeah. All right, I guess you'd have to go find it. Not that hard, but not knowing which one's the Buffaloes.
Not when you live here.
You've lived here all your life. You don't know that CU is the Buffaloes and CSU is the Rams.
So
you don't
know. I had finally had it with the lack of Googling, and I wrote, looks like Michelle's on the crack pipe again.
Yeah. She sent me a text yesterday.
She did?
Yeah.
Would she ask you, who are the Buffs?
No. It was just something very... weird. She was watching football games yesterday, and there were three TVs. They were three big monitors, too, like the ones we have here in the studio.
Yeah.
And she just wrote, she took a picture of that, sent the picture, and said, this is the way you watch football, BJ.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, okay, what's my reply? I said, cool.
Yeah, cool or sweet or something like that.
Yeah. Call him up.
Yeah,
just out of the blue yesterday.
Well, because she's a San Diego fan or whatever, Chargers fan. Not San Diego. No, yeah. Are they L.A. now?
L.A.
And they're L.A. And so that game was on, I guess, at the same time as the Steelers, maybe?
I didn't notice.
I don't know. She had three different games going on.
Yeah. But just out of the blue.
I was invited to that get-together, but after all those questions, I was like, I'm going to piece this one out.
Yeah. Look, here's her text.
Yeah.
She's got three games going on, but I don't know what the hell she's watching.
Well, it's okay, she doesn't either.
The Denver game's on two different ones.
She got the same game on.
And then she's watching the Chiefs.
Listen.
Man, I tell you what, those referees, they cheat for the Chiefs.
Oh, they do? What happened?
Yes, they do. Well, I had money on it, Jamie. Oh.
And that's why.
There was a pass interference call late in the game. I mean, literally right at the end of the game. Chiefs were going to lose.
Yeah.
And they had to get a field goal to win the game by 1 point. And they've got like fourth down and 40 yards to go. And they throw a flag. Well, pass interference, and they get to kick the field goal and win the game with 2 seconds left.
That's because, according to Schmidl, they're just conditioning their quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Still the funniest thing. Sorry. Anyway, going back to what we were all texting about and stuff, Donald Trump was the target of what the FBI says appears to be an attempted assassination. I think it is was one. At first, I wasn't really sure, but the fact that they saw a muzzle of an AK-style rifle sticking through the shrubbery.
Yeah,
that's kind of an indication that somebody's going to...
I thought with the Secret Service, I thought they did a pretty good job with this one. I know they're saying, hey, look, more protection and all this. But, man, they spotted this guy in the woods with a gun sticking through a fence.
Shot at him.
And he was 300 yards away from the ex-president. But they uncovered this guy. Now, he got away, and they got to I-95 before they caught him. But I thought they did a pretty good job with this one.
Yeah.
Sniffing this guy out.
I guess he's just a guy that, well, he's probably has mental illness, but he just hates him. So
yeah.
All right. Well, you know, if you hate somebody, you don't need to try to shoot him. You can just be like, I don't really like that person inside your soul, you know. And then, so what happened with Trump? Did he tweet, I hate Taylor Swift? What happened?
Yeah, he posted it on it. I think he put it on Truth Social.
I think I saw it on X too.
Well, I think it was shared on X, but I don't know if it actually appeared on X, but it was on his own thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. Winners at the Emmy Awards last night. I didn't even know the Emmy Awards were on last night.
I had
night.
No idea.
Right? Winners at the Emmy Awards last night were The Bear, co-stars Jeremy Allen White, Liza somebody, Ebon, who earned the honors for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. The show also won for Best... I still have not seen this bear thing.
Me either.
Because you know why? The name throws me off. I always think it's about a bear, but it's about a guy who works in the restaurant industry. Is his name Bear on the... It must be his name.
Yeah,
on
that's his nickname.
So, yeah. But everybody loves it. Like, anybody I talk to, they love that show. And they're addicted to it. But I guess that's why it's won. Yep, that would be why. Let's see here. There were some other ones. Best Talk Show went to The Daily Show. Jodie Foster won her first ever Emmy for True Detective Night Country. The veteran actress won the Emmy for Lead Actress in a Limited Series for her performance as Liz. An acid-tongued police chief. Acid-tongued? That is quite the description.
No kidding.
My God. Hey, what you got, acid tongue? I don't know. Saturday Night Live host. He's star of the, they do that thing. Colin Jost says that he and Pete Davidson had made the dumbest purchase in their life.
What'd they purchase?
Remember they bought that huge boat?
The ferry.
Yeah. The two, along with another investor, bought the decommissioned ferry in 2022 for $280,000. Their plan was to turn it into a nightclub and, like, make it tour and all this stuff. Well, they haven't touched it, I guess, since 2022. He said it's just been sitting there. They have not touched it at all because Pete Davidson's doing projects. He's doing projects. He said nobody's had time to even touch it. It's the dumbest decision they've ever made in their lives.
They always say The best 2 days of getting a boat is the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
That's what they say. Yeah. They haven't sold it yet, so they're still having a bad day. They said they've done nothing to renovate the ferry because everyone who bought into it has been too busy with full-time careers.
I thought this was a pretty good idea when I first heard
too,
about it.
I did too, actually.
It was in the harbor. They're in New York, right?
Yeah. I thought it was a good idea.
They were going to take this thing and they were going to tour around the harbor and, you know, drink and have a good time. And I thought they might be on to something.
Right? Somebody said the name of the restaurant is called The Bear. He's not The Bear. Spindell, why'd you pipe in and say that was his nickname?
Yeah, Spindell.
I'm pretty sure that's what they call him.
Have you ever seen it?
Bear, right? I've seen the first two episodes.
They called him Bear?
Dude, I can't. I watched the first two once. I didn't get super into it.
I can tell.
Yeah.
All right, raise your hand if you don't believe he watched two episodes.
It's okay, buddy.
It's fine.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
We're angry. We got a terrible football team.
I can't find my driver's license or my credit cards.
Coffee's all over the kitchen. Yeah. It's just one of those days, man.
I'm supposed to go to California tomorrow night, and I don't have any kind of ID.
Look, this person who said it's his nickname on Texnado.
I haven't got it in yet.
That's your uncle's number. He loves you.
He does love you.
Yeah, your uncle loved you.
How's it going, by the way? We haven't checked in with you and your new living conditions with your dad and your uncle.
It's fine. I like having my own bathroom. That's cool.
That is cool.
My dad, I never see him anymore just because I work so much now. So he's always like over at his girlfriend's house by the time I get home from my second job.
And then
my uncle just likes it. The dog really likes it is what I'm the most happy about.
Because he has a run, right?
And also now the house is just, there's one level. So she doesn't have to go up and down stairs anymore. She's old. She's 12, so.
She is. All right, well, that's, see?
Yeah, I wish I didn't have stairs.
Yeah. It's a lot to go up and down.
You mean you personally?
Yeah. It's a lot.
That's funny you say that. I was thinking the same thing yesterday. I was in the basement. Because we're packing up everything. I'm in the basement. I'm in the middle floor. I'm upstairs. I'm like, what? I need ranch. Ridiculous. Oh, my God. By the way, I don't know how you guys that have girls that are moving to college do it. We have so many clothes. So we're taking where? Like, I'm going. I might be. I'm going to be the RA. Anyway, I don't know how girls decide what they're taking because there's such limited space. How they do that?
Yeah. How many clothes is he taking?
Not many because I want to suck him into that thing. What's an air vac thing?
Yeah.
And he's like, Mom, the aesthetics of that doesn't look right. I'm like, shut up. It's college.
You gotta save room. You don't have that much room.
And he's like, then I'll just be taking it out and then having to suck it again. I'm like, well, yeah, that's gonna be how it works. I mean, I don't know. But girls, they gotta be the worst. Did you guys see the owner of the chief's daughter, what her dorm room looked like?
No.
She had a professional decorator come in to her dorm.
I mean, it is insane.
Yeah.
And they put professional shelving up. They did all...
That's a good way to Barbie's room.
It does, doesn't it?
That's a good way to get other students to hate you, though.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because that's just so over the top that people would be like, oh, look at her.
Yeah, because...
Oh, so privileged.
Because, like, on our walls, we're not allowed to do anything but thumbtacks in our walls, right? You can't put up shelving or anything like that. And she has a full, like, California closet system.
Yeah, there's no way that college is happy about that.
Her daddy probably bought the building.
He probably did.
Yeah, before she got there. Yeah. So she could do whatever she wants to do.
It looks like somebody threw up pink fur.
Woo.
It's just like it was like a cat with a hairball in there. My God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.